Hallelujah. Take note. There's a scripture I just want us to meditate upon. Remain seated. Matthew chapter 7. Let me just emphasize something here. The statement that the Lord Jesus himself made from verse 13. Listen very well. I visited someone and he brought this to my attention. The Lord Jesus Christ said in verse 13 and verse 14, enter ye in at the straight gate. Listen very well. Enter where? The kingdom. At the straight gate. Not straight line, no. It's a special gate. It's a special gate. He said, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Please, I want to bring something out. You have been reading it, but there's something in there I want to bring out. I emphasize verse 13 again. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. He said, and many there be which go in. They enter. They go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Listen, the first one, where the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, he says, many enter in. They already enter. But this one that is straight and narrow, which leads unto life, catch it. Few there be that find it. Listen, the usage of the word find there is located. Now, it didn't say few there be that enter in. That's where I want to call your attention. That you have found it does not mean you have entered. If few people will find there is located. Now, it didn't say few there be that enter in. That's where I want to call your attention. That you have found it does not mean you have entered. If few people will locate it, imagine how many will enter. Then I understood John chapter 3. It says, except a man be born again, he cannot see. To see here, cannot see the kingdom. Then he added in verse 5, except a man be born of the spirit and of water, he cannot enter. So you can see something and it's another thing to enter. And to see there is to understand. That you understand the Godhead. That you understand serpent seed. That you understand the book of Daniel and the whole book of Revelation. That you understand God's agenda for salvation does not make you enter. Few there be that find it. Few sperm cells. They know where the gate is to the womb. They rush there. Brrr. How many actually find it and enter? Out of millions. Two. Three. And when three enter, there's celebration. Think about that. When this scripture was quickened to me yesterday, I started to place myself again. I know all mysteries. I know from Genesis to Revelation, I am bride. Is that a qualification to make it? Do you know what? Some people may not know all that I know, and they will be there. We spoke about the fact that very soon, he is coming. And before he comes, we know the agenda that people, you know, there will be a restoration ministry. Do you know the meaning of restoration? Have you been restored? In this type of setting here, how many people can boast that the destiny of a Christian is fully fulfilled in me? And what is the destiny of a Christian? It's Romans chapter 8, verse 29. We are destined to be conformed to the image of Christ. How many people can boast in all the attributes of Christ that if you see me, you see Christ? You see, unless you sit down and meditate on what this salvation is all about. And church, listen. God does not have grandchildren. God does not have grandchildren, no. You're only number one, number two, or number 1 million, or number 3 million, or number 4 million of the same father. God doesn't have grandchildren when it comes to salvation. And God doesn't have double standard for salvation. And the same standard applies from age number one, from the upper room, in this age of grace, from the upper room until he comes, is the same standard. And God is not going to bend the standard required to enter in for any reason now. Salvation has been so watered down, grace has been so misplaced, that people think that because you go to church, because you pay your tithe and offering, because you are close to the pastor, because you are anointed, you have other because. But the real because that you are supposed to have because of to be in heaven, few people know that because. Very few. I said, even in this ministry, where is love? Where is mercy? Where is brotherly kindness? Where is patience? Where is temperance? Where is it now? Where is charity? People are not building themselves in the virtues and stature of perfection. When Christ said, "Be ye perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." If you cannot be perfect, he will not ask perfection from us. Are you perfect? See? And the coming of the Lord is coming so soon, and it's expected that the Christian world, hallelujah, that the Christian faith, the Christian world, this is the period now to be most sober. This is the period to be most sober. But this is the time that Revelation chapter 3, the Laodicean church age is fulfilled. I am rich. I have all things. I have need of nothing. This is the age. People are playing God. People are even acting in a way as if I don't need God anymore. People are living their life and then they are thinking that is grace. So grace in this age is different from the grace in the age that people were dying for the faith they stood for, Abby. Your grace now is different from the grace of the first church age, the second church age. The grace at that time. Have you considered what they went through? You that say you are a Christian. You that say you are a Christian. The truth about it is, we are not preparing to go home. What we are doing is, we are only coming to enjoy the benefit of Calvary, the blessings of the cross. That is all we have come. We have not come to follow him. That is what Christianity is all about. People read the Bible and see what they like to see. Church, listen. Some of you have sent all manner of posts to me of what the men of God are saying in reaction to all the wickedness that is going on in Nigeria. The herdsmen killing people in Benue State and other parts of the country. Very gruesome killings that are going on. And where you want to truly identify a carnal Christian, eh? Where you want to know a test of your Christianity, listen, the test of your Christianity is when you are provoked. If you want to know what type of Christian you are, wait until you are provoked, seriously provoked. That is when you will know whether you are spiritual or you are carnal. And I'm hearing people like Polenece of Dunamis. I'm hearing people like Apostle Suleiman. I'm hearing others. And what they are saying is going viral. And what they are doing is standing at the altar and laying curse, and laying curse, and laying curse, and laying curse. And I'm looking at you and saying, you are laying curse on who? This is not the time to lay curse. This is the time for sober reflection. Where have we gone wrong? So many churches everywhere, so many pastors full of anointing, some of them carry it in their hand, some carry it in their leg, some even pour it inside a bottle of water and sell it. So much anointing going on, but why is evil still increasing in the land? Something is wrong. Where is the God that is making you people to be millionaires? Why do you stand on scriptures that prosper you and you don't know scripture that can bring peace to a nation? I am not laying curse on any fool animal. I am not laying curse on the government. I have looked everywhere around this country, and including myself, I have found myself guilty. Every Christian in Nigeria, we are guilty, and we will be held responsible for what is happening in the country. Because it is Christianity in Nigeria that is the center of corruption. Where you should point out evil, you are romancing with evil. Who are those giving you billions to build your churches? Are they not the ones that have reduced this country to what it is today? Are the politicians not giving you tithes and offerings? What are you telling them? If you want peace in this country, don't lay curse on anybody. Go on your knees and say, Lord, pray the prayer of Daniel. We have sinned. Have mercy on Nigeria. Have mercy. I am telling you, if Christians all over Nigeria will rise If Christian Association of Nigeria can hear me now and call all their members to go on their knees in a solemn fast and ask for mercy, 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 they will see that the God of heaven that intervenes in the affairs of men, he will come down, there will be peace. But as long as you get haughty, you lay curse from, since the days of Boko Haram, you have been laying curse, 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 curse. What has been the effect of your curse? It's getting worse, worse, worse. Would you stand now and do a sober reflection? I don't pray for anybody in the government or Fulani man to die. I am responsible for what is happening. Lord, have mercy. Any prayer beyond that is you are praying useless prayer. You are riding private jets. General Overseer, you own estates. General Overseer, you have designer cars. From the offerings of poor, poor people. Every year you will deceive them that the meaning of first fruit is to bring all their income in January. They brought all their income in January as first fruit to you. And after they gave it to you, Fulani herdsmen went and killed all of them. Would you stand and go back and think again like Joshua? This is not the promise of God. If the first fruit offering is what you have presented to them, then why should they pay first fruit offering and then they end up dying like that? They contributed money. You build university. And the poor people that you use their money cannot afford to put their children in that school. Government officials steal money and come and give you. And they attend your church. Occultic politicians are the ones sponsoring your ministry. You are laying curse. Which curse will you lay? Each of you to come back and think, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And all of you that get sentimental, I want you to rethink now. Change your prayer point. Do you know what? Only Daniel prayed and God had mercy on Israel and returned them to their land. If God can get one man, one woman, one child of God, one that can truly stand in the gap, because that scripture says God didn't find any. God looked for who will stand in the gap. He didn't find one man in Nigeria today. Who is that one man that can stand and say he has such a relationship with God that he can stand in the gap for Nigeria? We need mercy. We need mercy. All we need is mercy. I am not preaching today. Let's bow down our heads. I've changed my mind. I'm not preaching again. From your heart, Lord, have mercy on Nigeria. Lord, have mercy on Nigeria. Don't think because you are in Lagos, it will not reach here. If they reach Lagos, the casualty will be by the hundreds of thousands because of the population here. Don't wait until you reach your village before you begin to rain curses. We are all sad. We are all angry at what is happening. But what is the solution? Sober reflection. Go back again and take a look. We ask God. Concluded. The conclusion is we have all sinned. We have not done that which we are supposed to do. Our influence is not felt in a corrupt country like Nigeria. So many churches and pastors and big ministries, but has it affected the progress of Nigeria? It has only affected their personal families and personal pockets. It has not affected anything. It's wrong. Go on your knees and say, go on your knees. Everybody go on your knees. Including me, I'm on my knees, Lord. And continue to talk to God. As you understand the situation. It was Boko Haram. Now it's Fulani herdsmen. Armed robbers, ritual killers everywhere in the land. Kidnappers everywhere. Uncertainty in a country that is full of so much resources, so much poverty everywhere is because of corruption. Corruption from the pulpit. And so we have no voice. There is no voice to call upon God again. Let's ask God to have mercy on all of us, on Nigeria. Lord, have mercy.
We've gone around and torn astray. Your power we don't recognize. Your lordship we have all despised. Your tender we don't recognize. We have all repent. We forgive us, Lord, we pray. Bring down your glory. Bring down your glory.
Lord, have mercy. Wicked people are ruling this country. Lord, have mercy.
Lord,
occultic people are ruling this country. Lord, have mercy.
We are sorry.
Wicked people, Lord, are behind the pulpits. Wicked people, occultic people behind the pulpits. Covetous preachers everywhere. Covetousness has overtaken. The house of prayer has become a marketing place. Has become a den of thieves and robbers inside church. Occultic people are ordained deacons, are ordained bishops, are ordained pastors, are ordained reverend. Occultic people, Father, have mercy. Darkness has covered the whole country. No light anywhere. Father, have mercy. Father, have mercy. Because the elect are still here. The elect are still here. Let this country benefit because one child of God is calling upon you now. Let this country have peace because one. You didn't look for more than one. You didn't look for more than one. Because of that one child of God calling upon you now. Father, intervene. Father, intervene. Let there be peace in Nigeria. By your mercy, Lord.
We've turned around and gone astray. Your power we don't recognize. Your lordship we have all despised. Your power we don't recognize. We all now repent. We all now forgive us, Lord, we pray. Bring down your glory. Bring down your glory. We need your mercy, Lord. We your forgiveness, Lord. Bring now your glory. We need your mercy, Lord. Bring now your glory. We need your mercy. Bring down your glory. We need your forgiveness, Lord. Bring down your glory. We need your mercy, Lord. Bring down your glory. We need your mercy, Lord. Bring down your glory. Elela me manyani.
If you refuse to pray, you will be the number one casualty when it will come your side. You know, gross darkness has covered this country because of corrupt leadership, spiritual and temporal leadership. Corruption. Nowhere is clean. God's protection that is supposed to come upon Nigeria through the church, it's not there. Father, bring back your glory. Father, intervene through your mercy. We are not justifying ourselves. There's nothing in us to justify. We have not played our part in this country. We have not. We have not. We have been part of the corruption that is going on. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy. Have mercy. And cause this evil to stop in the land. The lives of innocent people dying every day through communal clashes. Fulani herdsmen, kidnappers, corrupt government officials, armed robbers, fraudulent people, 419. Occultic people, cults in the schools, cults in the young men have all joined occult, and the church is standing and looking at this generation coming up, and they can do nothing because they have become very, very powerless. The hair of Samson has been completely removed because of covetousness, because of covetousness. Men of God have left the work of the ministry and they are pursuing mammon, pursuing money. That is the reason we are where we are today. Oh, Father, we dedicate today, Lord, to call upon you. We dedicate today, Lord, to call upon you. Father, answer us.
We have made you to
have mercy upon Nigeria. Have mercy upon Nigeria.
Forgive us, and we have believed in our heart that you
Father, stop the bloodshed in Nigeria. Father, stop the bloodshed. Father, stop the bloodshed in Nigeria. Have mercy on us. Remove this darkness that is covering this country, Lord. We pray for Nigeria, Lord. Answer us. Not for our sake, but for your mercy's sake. Have mercy upon us. You are a merciful Father. You are a merciful Father. You are a merciful Father.
both now, oh Lord, we've seen our wrong. Heal our hearts and show yourself strong.
Jesus.
And in our lands and in the soul, oh,
Jesus.
Oh Lord, be magnified.
In Jesus' name we pray. Can we be on our feet? I want to give you one assurance. Listen very well. I know this God we serve to a very large extent, at least to the extent I can say this confidently. If we pray for mercy, don't bother about any association of Christians anywhere. Don't bother about pastors coming together to pray. God does not need the prayer of more than one person for him to come down. We have examples in the Bible. We have Jeremiah. We have Daniel. We have Isaiah. We have Ezekiel. God looked for a man. Listen, God looked for a man that will stand in the gap and make an edge for the nation of Israel. He could not find one man. But in Israel, there were Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes. There was the Sanhedrin Council. There were the religious leaders. There were Levites that were at the temple. What were they doing at the temple? And God looked all over, he couldn't see anyone. It was the same position in Isaiah. Until God wanted to send somebody, there was nobody qualified. But there was a man. There was a man. Isaiah shouted, "Here am I. Send me." But before they could send him, something had to be done to his mouth, because he himself acknowledged, "I am a man of unclean lips." At the pulpit, what are we teaching the people? When fornicators and adulterers are pastors, when businessmen, they have come, turned churches to business empires, which God is going to listen to you? All the prayer they pray is for success of their ministry. More people to come to their church. More people to come to their church. And cross darkness covering the nation. Every day, there is no day you wake up without a calamity somewhere. They are busy blaming government, blaming police. Is the government, are they taking care of police? Are they taking care of their soldiers? When they die, do they take care of their families? What is motivating a policeman to go and face people who are more armed than him? To stand and risk his life. All the money, what do they do with it? Corruption everywhere. Everywhere. Darkness, gross darkness has covered everywhere. You talk too much, they kill you. And they are members of churches. And they are close to the GOs. And there is nothing they hear in the church that can make them repent. So the darkness continues. May God will have mercy on us. Listen, I have one confidence. If we pray now, if this ministry prays, the country will change. From today, till next Sunday, let our 1 hour, let's pick 1 hour individually, wherever we are, and ask God only mercy. Don't curse anybody, because you'll be cursing yourself. We are all guilty. Christians, we are all guilty. Just ask God to have mercy in Nigeria and restore peace and stop the bloodbath. For the sake of the innocent children, for the sake of the elect, even if it is only one, even if I am not the one, but because of one of your elect to have peace on earth here, in Nigeria here, Lord, have mercy. This week is declared week of mercy. Mercy, Lord. Mercy. 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 Lord, have mercy on Nigeria. Have mercy on Nigeria. Praise the Lord.